I am ready as can be.
Dear Chicago. Sounds bad.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, my name is Love.
Love. Aww.
This ain't playing until what, tomorrow?
Monday. So stay closer to the mic. Remember, we had someone tell us what I confirmed was correct.
You need to stay closer to the mic. You're not even at the mic. I have no idea what they're talking about. Because you could still hear me. Because I listen to all our shows and we still...
In headphones, but not in a car. When you listen in a car, it's completely different.
I do listen to my car. What do you think I listen to on my drives in the morning?
You're listening to episode 598.
Don't tell me a goddamn thing. You're listening to episode 598.
If you're a new listener for maybe Rainbow Radio or just found us on iTunes,
you need to share us and tell your friends. Right. All 16 and a half people.
Right. Welcome. You're listening to a podcast that is recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, of two gay guys in their 30s talking about... Their lives,
love, and a lot of bullshit, and pop culture,
and a lot of things we're certified in, but not really.
Right, right. We're not certified in anything, but everything.
So, you just want to start with Valentine's Day because it is Valentine's Day.
No, and it is Happy Single Awareness Day. yeah, that's what I'd like to call it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Shut up. Well, you're sorry that you are spending money on a wedding and all this other stuff.
First, we have to take that out because I've not talked about that on the show.
About what?
The wedding.
Oh, you have...
Oh, shit. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever. It's going to happen. I already posted on Facebook, so...
Yeah, people know
you. Guys, we're getting married. Tony and I are getting married next month. And we'll go into more details about that.
Oopsie, the cat's out the bag.
Hashtag did it on purpose. Hashtag get them gifts.
If you'd like to send your gifts, please send them to.
So Valentine's Day, how do we feel about that?
First of all, I'd like to say I personally think that it is a Hallmark holiday. And I think that... You should love your person every day, and you should show that
every day
in all sorts of all sorts of form. Hold on 1 second, because I think it's just a stupid holiday. It's a way for people to make money and for people to feel guilty about shit they did throughout the year before then.
But you know the best part is the day after,
when all you get candy, all that candy is in the world, 50% off.
Sometimes 75% off. And if you wait long enough, 99% off.
I can't do that anymore.
No.
No.
I like candy. What is your favorite Valentine's Day candy, and what is your like least favorite Valentine's Day?
I don't really have like a favorite Valentine's. Like, I like chocolate covered strawberries, like dark chocolate covered strawberries. Those are probably my favorite. But in general, candy in general, like, I love anything that's gummy. So, like, gummy bears, sweetest fish, like, jellyfish, like, jelly beans and stuff. So, anything that's, like, gummy, I love that shit. It's the worst fucking... Yes, gummy. It's the worst fucking thing for your teeth.
But it's probably one of the better... Well, I would say gummy bears is probably one of the better candies you can eat. Because it has low in fat, right? I mean, it's high in sugar, but... It doesn't have like all the extra shit in it.
No, I mean, I guess, but it's one of those things where it's just like you if it's not one thing you're getting from it, like you're getting it from it, you know, you're getting if what I'm trying to say is, so if you're not getting something bad from it, comparing it to another candy, you're getting something else that's just as bad,
right?
You know, so Candy in general.
But gummy bears, isn't that one of the foods that, like, if you're on a diet or, like Weight Watchers, yeah, like, or something,
they say jelly that. Beans or, like, yeah, because it's a lower sugar content than, say, a candy bar or something that has, you know, a lot more sugar in it. But, yeah, I mean, they say you should. But I will tell you, I have not eaten candy with the exception of, like, trail mix, what comes in a trail mix. I have not eaten any sugar other than that.
That type of sugar. Halloween, at least. Like, a couple weeks after Halloween.
No. I'm saying from, like, this week. Like, especially because the doctor told me that I needed to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks at least. She said I had to lose 10 pounds in a month.
Girl, can you take a drink?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine. I know, I was looking like I was having a little bit of a stroke. She told me that I have to lose 10 pounds in a month. Otherwise, if my blood pressure does not improve, then I will have to be put on blood pressure medication, and no one has time for that.
It's not that bad. You just pop it in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
My favorite Valentine's Day candy, it would be something like Dove chocolate with, like, the caramel inside of it. You know, like, oh, something, yeah, like that. Like
the sea salt caramel. Oh, my, yeah, God, so good.
The worst candy you can fucking give me.
Anything with Peeps.
Well, that's Easter.
Or Cadbury.
No, I love Cadbury eggs. Ugh. The thing, don't fucking give me conversation hearts. Those are the nastiest fucking things I have ever tasted in my life.
They gave us those yesterday at work. I hate those. And I threw it in the garbage.
I hate them.
One, because I don't like the person that gave them to me. But two, I don't like
those candies. They taste like Pepto-Bismol. They smell like Pepto-Bismol.
They chalky Pepto-Bismol.
And, yeah. And I'm like, what is that? I hate it. Now, if there were conversation hearts that said, I fucking hate you, I would take them all up. And I would give them away.
Oh.
Stupid. But, like, Tony and I, like, we're not big holiday people. But I expect at least a card or something to, you know, just to, so that you were thinking of me.
Does so he know morning, that?
Yes, he does now.
Okay.
So this morning when I woke up.
He knows now.
Y'all, was we had an experience and we got through it. So today when I woke up, he had a card on the little stool that's next to our bed for me.
Now, did you have a card?
Okay. He had card and candy.
Oh, that's sweet.
So,
I think that once you're in a relationship, I think that, you know, I think these, I, you know, because I have friends who are like, oh my God, I don't know what, like, I don't stress.
Feel
like, yeah, it's like, why stress out? Just do something that's thoughtful and for your person. And, you know, yeah, if that means going out to dinner, doesn't have to be fancy, doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, hell, it could be going to fucking White Castle and you'd be...
I wish I could go to White Castle, but Tony can't eat there.
Mm, I know. They have chicken. He can eat the chicken.
Yeah, that's true. But he thinks it's trash.
So. It is trash, but it's great when you're fucking hungover. Or you're drunk. It's, oh, my God. Ooh, but you sing to the high heavens when it's coming out.
I'll take 14 sliders and 32 of them with cheese.
What? So you want 46? No, I want 12. And 18 of them with cheese and extra onions.
You know, that reminds me, you know, when you say you like chocolate covered strawberries or whatever. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, you know, Josh L. I don't want to say his last name, but
I think so. Yeah.
So he went out on a date with this guy, like, on February, like, on Valentine's Day, right? Oh,
the worst thing you could probably do. Well,
I think they've been on a couple dates, so
This wasn't, like, a first date.
Right.
Like, let's go out on Valentine's Day.
So he goes, he goes on this date, and they're, like, walking around after their date.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, passing, like a bakery or something like that, and there was like chocolate covered strawberries in the window, and Josh was just like, oh my God, I fucking hate chocolate covered fruit. I think it's the most disgusting thing ever.
Oh Lord.
How about the guy had a gift for him of chocolate covered strawberries with a gift to him? And he had made them himself.
Shut the fuck up. Hi, foot and mouth. So what did he do? That's awful. I would have been like...
He was totally fucking embarrassed. He said he like melted into the sidewalk. He was so embarrassed.
Oh my God. You know, that's what you don't say shit like right. that on your first dates.
You find that out after you've been living together for a couple right, years.
Right. I don't fucking like him. Oh!
Needless to say, he did not go back on a date with him.
Right. I guarantee you I know why. So speaking of chocolate covered. So if you guys want to go to adammail.com, you can find yourself a chocolate covered dildo. Really not chocolate, like as in edible. I mean, you could shove it in your face, but I don't know if that's really going to, how that's going to work out for you. But you can lick the back and probably stick it to your shower stall and just ride that chocolate.
And you can
stick.
Imagine it's Joe and Dallas.
Oh.
Just all up in you.
That's adammail.com, adammale.com. Put in monkey50 in the discount code and you get 50% off of any single item with free
most
shipping.
Most single items.
I should say yes. Let's correct that.
So
or get the, you know, get that thing you want to shove up that ass.
So the double-headed dildo that you were telling me about last week that you ordered from there, you're going to use that right after you're done with Smurfetters today, right?
Yes. Well, my man, he's my... this time it's going to be... I think I'm going to do a little Channing Tatum, and then I'm going to switch his head.
I thought you were
going
to put Dan on there.
Dan who?
Dan Pugh.
Dan who? and then I'm going to switch it to... What's his name?
Chris Maloney.
Oh my God. No, I'd put his ass on my little mannequin.
we're rewatching Oz, and last night, the episode we were watching, he appears.
Oh, is he nude? Because like, he was nude in a lot of Oz.
Oh my God. That
was good porn material.
I was in prison and a male treated me like that.
No, you don't. Because it's never played out that way. You're going to have glass up
he
your ass.
He has the sweetest face and body and
speaking
penis.
Of glass, go to adamhale.com and get a glass
dildo. Do they
dildo.
Have glass dildos?
I think so. I'm almost positive.
I keep looking at the Rude Boy. I want the Rude Boy, but I'm kind of scared of the Rude Boy.
Well, it is 50% off, so yeah. I mean, you're going to pay, you're going to get...
So 50% of my fear should be okay.
Right. It's only going to tear your ass 50%. Not the full 100.
But just think of that full medical bill you'll have to pay.
Exactly. So go to adammale.com. That's adammale.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comment.
God, well, you know, we just got to plug them.
This isn't they RuPaul's show.
Right. let's talk
about
that.
Oh, my God.
Quick. Okay, first of all, wait. I love RuPaul and I love the show.
Right.
And I love, everyone knows I love Michelle Visage. I, like Taylor the Latte Boy, am so fucking tired with the commercials. Like, can we get Michelle Visage to say one?
Do you know, I as soon as it comes on, I go 30 seconds. Like, I skip the first 2 minutes, and then I start listening.
Yeah.
And then when I hear another one, I skip 2 minutes and listen. But this time, I did not.
Tell everyone why you did not. And Michelle Visage, if you're listening, because we know you
are. Oh, we love her.
We love you. I love Anastasia, but Ricky here had a problem.
First, I thought Anastasia was a drag queen because the way her voice fucking sounds. Because
she talks like this. Well, not quite like that.
Oh, my God.
She was like,
delete.
You know, wait, you know, here, let me explain to people the voice.
She talks like a New Yorker with a nasal, really bad nasal.
Well, she's from Chicago, but so she talks with a Chicago, like a
nasal.
She's very, very nasal Chicago accent mixed in with, you know, a little bit of New York.
Oh, yeah, Barb.
She is the, what I like to call, like, the gay man trapped in a woman's body. Like, yes, honey. Like, she talks
but like
that.
It's not like that. It's like, yeah, honey.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was like, I deleted it, and I text messaged Roger. I said, girl. I said, I don't know what drag queen is on RuPaul's Drag Race, but I had to delete that shit because her voice was irritating the fuck out of me. He's like, Anastasia's a female, and she's a singer. I'm like, Oh. Well, I still can't fucking stand her.
Okay, so do you know who Taylor Dane is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she's her singing voice sounds very similar to that. She's actually really...
Isn't she like dance music or something? Like...
Yes. Yes.
She's like a... I'm trying to think maybe one of her songs I've heard.
Here, I'm going to pull her up. But yeah, no, she's actually a really good singer. I'm surprised that you don't...
Roger goes, oh, she's a really good singer. I go, well, she should get a surgery.
Can we do the little pop thing?
I go, she should get a surgery for...
her speaking voice.
For her speaking voice, because it really sucks.
Oh, God, sorry. We're having...
Testicle...
Tech issues here. All right, let's... Here, we're gonna play this.
Just don't play it for too long, because I'm afraid it's going to be her voice. It was literally like someone was scraping nails down my face. All right, get to the words. We can't be sued. Oh, she kind of sounds like Tina Turner. Hold on. All right, let's not get sued, so skip it up. I love her good songs. Okay, yeah, I'm done. But
so she sounds very similar to Taylor Dane, you know.
But worse. I'm out of
love. She's like a gospel singer, like she. Oh, wow.
I think she has the devil's voice. Like, if I imagine what the devil sounded like, it would be that voice.
So fucking negative. But at least she has a really nice singing voice. Yeah. So what have you seen by any chance? I know this is not on the Trello because I didn't put a lot of things on the Trello, but
you did not put a lot of things on the Trello today.
Well, I did put some things on here. We'll get to the stuff.
And
on the
first,
Trello.
Baron. First, I want to let you know. I know that there's an iPhone app. We use it. Secondly, I know that I can go online and use Trello onto the website, but I want a fucking app for my computer. So I don't have to.
Is he trying to school somebody?
I know. What?
Girl. Let me not start with
that. You better calm yourself.
Let me not start with that one. Okay. So I wanted to. Oh, my God. Did we do any like voicemails, emails, all that stuff?
We have not. We have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail and we don't have any emails. Oh, we have an email.
And we have an iTunes review to read, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Remember on the video we talked about it, but we forgot it. Oh. So let's do the voicemail first. Ready?
Sure.
I haven't even listened to this voicemail. It just came in this morning.
I know. I saw it too. I think I know who it is, but we're going to go ahead and listen on up. Listen on
listen, up. Listen. While we're pulling it up.
Here okay. We go. I was going to, this is Kathy Bacon, and I think I have like a sinus thing going on, so I think I sound funny to myself. Maybe I should just plug my nose. Okay, so anyway. Okay, it's Happy Valentine's Day, and obviously you're going to play this too late, but anyway, Happy Valentine's Day. And so here's my thing. Seriously, now, listen up. Everyone pay attention, and don't, like, fast forward to this, or you're going to miss some valuable information. Sorry, Roger. I was going to, what do you call it, rehearse this? And then I went, no, that would be likely too much work. So here's the thing. Listeners, fellow listeners, podcasters, even if you're a podcaster, come on. Support. That's support and content. That's what it's all about, okay? So listen up. I don't know whether or not you can tell. Like, you're at 91 subscribers right now, and I think you should get to 100. So 9 people who have not subscribed to the YouTube videos need to subscribe. If you can tell who those 9 people are, put their name in a hat. Everyone needs to call and tell Ricky happy birthday, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And everyone needs to call and tell Ricky and Tony congratulations on their nuptials, which is coming up in 3 weeks. And everyone needs to call and say happy 600th show to the Fall Monkeys. So everyone that calls for all 3 of those or just 1 of those events, put their name in a hat, and after you have everyone's name in a hat and all the events are over and after you get back from the honeymoon or whatever, pick a winner and then I will give them a prize. Yeah, a prize from Kathy Bacon. And I'm not going to say what it is right now, so because I don't want people to do it or not do it based on the prize. I just want you to do it because it's fun. So hurry up. Now, like call right now. Saturday morning, Valentine's Day, 8:55 a.m. Pick up your phone and do it. Or do it. I wish I could give your phone number here. It's got 6, isn't it? Which is really kind of creepy. So, okay, goodbye.
You guys, did you hear that? Kathy Bacon is doing a contest on our show.
And she gives good prizes. And she does. So she gives good prizes. I think I'm going to put my name in that hat. Right?
So,
you know what? We need to splice that and then do that as like the ad before we start the show. So maybe we can do like 2 minutes less.
Oh, for her?
Yeah, and put that at the beginning of the show so that way our Radio Rainbow listeners
can. Rainbow Radio.
Rainbow, sorry.
So we have a contest. The next 9 people that subscribe to our YouTube channel, yes. Anyone that calls to wish me happy birthday,
yes.
Anyone that calls that says congratulations on Tony and I's wedding, which I guess it's a good thing we talked about it before,
right?
Because again, it would be told to everybody. And then we are coming up on 600 shows, which yes. is amazing.
Yes,
I think it's a big.
That's thing. A huge thing.
So if you call and congratulate us, your name goes in a hat. And I'm telling you, Miss Bacon gives away some good prizes.
And, and it's 3 different prizes. Is that correct?
From what I understood, yes.
Okay. So, yes. And out of that, again, I guess, we'll just dive in right into the email.
Right. Well, first I want to say... Yeah, we prefer a phone call, but if you send us an email for the 600th show, we'll read that on the show.
Okay.
But so if you send an email as well for that, we'll put your name in the hat.
Yes. So moving on to the email. So Shayna.
Lala.
She sent us an email in regards to who her top 5 celebrity.
Were we extending that or?
No, she won. She's getting a gift card from. Somewhere.
Oh, since she lives in the country, it should be somewhere where she has to drive 8 hours to get to.
Right. Oh my God, we should get her something from here in Chicago so it forces next her to come visit us. Yeah. We'll do that. No, actually, you know what
She lives near Indianapolis. It's only like 40 minutes away from her.
So, no, you know what we can do? Lala, if you're listening, we will take you out to the pizza restaurant as a gift for sending us an email and we'll pay for her dinner.
She's been to the pizza restaurant.
Oh, she has? That sucks.
Oh, wait. Which one? The
pie.
Oh, the pot pie?
Yeah, okay, the pot pie. So we could do that. We'll do that. Since you were the only person that responded.
Which it also includes her husband.
Yes.
So, well, but yes. We're good for that.
Yeah, we're good for that.
I mean, Roger's rich.
Right. Yes, because I only make $25,000 a year. So I'm considerably rich.
Wow.
Yeah. Real rich.
I'm pretty sure you make more than $25,000.
I mean,
that's somebody that works at McDonald's. Maybe they might make that much.
Yeah, that's why I'm here at my mom's house.
I have to tell you the most interesting thing.
Wait, hold on. So let's read off the email. Lala, when you come to Chicago next time, we will take you to the restaurant as a gift to you and your husband for sending us an email. Because you and your husband are apparently the only 2 people who listen.
Right.
Oh, and we and Kathy Bacon.
Right.
Anyway, so her top 5 choices for a celebrity big brother.
Celebrity Big Brother in the United States.
America would be Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan, Hillary Duff, Kanye, and Eminem.
Oh my God.
Boom.
So good.
Boom.
That
is... An amazing
And they usually put, 15 people in the house. So yes. That 5 right there is amazing.
You know what? I have to say, that was a really good choice of putting Hillary Duff. Because right. I would feel like she's kind of like the... She's would the good feel like the Michelle Visage, kind right. of like the mediator, but not...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's not a hot mess.
No. Oh, I think Mandy. I think she should go in. Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
She'd be another good one.
Jessica Simpson would be good too. But she's a dumbass.
Fucking hot... My God.
So everybody would be titty fucking her in there.
I mean, you know what, though? I had to say, like, sometimes I kind of wish that I was...
That you were Nick Lachey.
No. That I was, I just feel like ignorance is bliss. So I wish I was like that. Like, I just
like really stupid.
Yeah.
And not know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just have a big cock.
Okay. Well, I wasn't expecting it to go that way.
Right. Because you know that Jessica...
Because you want so many people to take advantage of
right,
you.
Right. Because you know, right.
Your dumbness and your big cock.
Yeah, exactly.
All you have to do is find a 21-year-old.
Right. I've had... anyway... A little bit younger than that, by the way.
So I want to tell you, and do I have it on the Trello? I have it for the next show, but I'll talk about it on the next show then.
Okay.
So, I want to thank you. I'm going to say thanks to Charles for giving his feedback on Twitter and Facebook. He added himself to the YouTube channel. He subscribed.
Yes.
He likes to watch both and listen.
I mean, he just missed the bacon deal.
You know what? I think we should add him.
I think so too, because he was right. He was probably the 91st.
Right.
Excuse me. The 91st one. So Kathy Bacon, we're gonna go ahead and drop Charles's name in one of those.
So he's the first one. So Charles, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening. And
yes, very much so.
He's been giving us a lot of
feedback.
Oh, we want to thank the Day Drunk Gays for contacting us on Twitter.
Yes.
We may be in the works to do a collaboration with them. Yes.
And I don't know if they do listen or not. If they do, listen up. We would like to come out and visit you guys so we can record something together and join forces.
A video.
Because I think that would be hilarious.
And I just told Roger how much of an actor I am.
Oh my god, she was flipping no hair
and giving telenovela eyes.
Right. She was giving me telenovela realness. So Drunk Gays, thanks so much for reaching out to us, and hopefully we can get together. I would really like for us to go out to California and maybe record something, even do something for both of us. So we'll plan that out. It may be a little months in advance of planning, but we'll plan it out.
One of my favorite things this week is the conversation that I posted on Facebook that we had on on texting. So Roger and I were talking, and he goes, "Oh, we'll discuss it tomorrow." And he goes, "'Cause I'm tired." And I said, "Oh, okay. I thought I missed something." He goes, "You missed everything." And I was like, "I miss you. Kissy face, wink, smile." He goes, "That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me." And the next thing I said was, "Sorry, my Ambien's kicking in."
And then what did I say? "I hate you. I hate you." I was like, "I hate you."
So you guys, we were supposed to give a review of Madonna's new video.
Okay. Do we need to rewatch it again?
No, I remember it.
Okay, go ahead. Review it.
Horrible. Actually, it wasn't too bad, but it was filmed in that kind of kind of like the movies like 300, kind of filmed with like that cartoony look, but with people, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it has that red like print over top of them, like dancing and all that
I
stuff.
I think I know what you're saying.
I don't really like that. Or it's kind of like I'm trying to think of any other movies that were filmed that way. I don't know. It was kind of comic booky to me. It kind of looked comic, like the bulls and all that stuff.
But it was all people. I mean,
right.
It was
but they
real.
Put graphics on it, or some. They put something on the screen that kind of looked red and black at the same time.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't remember that. But
it could
okay.
have been the angle I was looking at the monitor. But could've it was been. Okay. I mean, and I watched your performance on the. The Grammys.
Did you? What'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. Got it. You performed your video.
Right. Well, I told you that. That's exactly what I said.
And then apparently some tracks were released of her singing in the background, which I'm kind of debating if that all that's real.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like the background vocals or whatever. What is that called? The mic release. What is that called?
You're talking about the live feed?
Yeah, the live feed. I kind of think it has her actual recording mixed in with it. So
yeah, okay, so yeah, it did have that. So it was a little. So it was hard. It was hard to make out really what was hers and what was the track. But you know, Madonna is known for.
I heard her breathing.
Madonna is known for
being a bitch.
For singing with a track, like using a track. especially with new performances. I think she sounded, the little bits that I could make out, I think she sounded pretty good.
Yeah, she's, I mean, and I started, I logged on to, you know, her songs are on YouTube. So, like, her new songs, so I've listened to a few of them. They're all right. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
Okay.
What's going on? Why are you...
Nothing. I'm just... I'm listening to you talk.
Are you looking at Tammy Pinkhorn's penis or something? No. That you're distracted?
No. Anyways.
So, do you want to talk about the Grammys?
Yes. So, the Grammys. I thought the opening was really... I thought it was really cool. It was really cool that they brought up a very prehistoric band on there. I'm not a huge AC/DC fan, but I thought they sounded okay. I mean, a lot of people were like, oh my God, they sounded horrible and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I actually thought they sounded pretty good. And,
I mean, do they have a new album coming out or something?
I don't know.
They never performed on the Grammys
right,
before.
This was the first time that they were going to perform.
So basically they needed money.
Well, yeah, I suppose. And let's see, I'm not really, I thought that I thought that Annie Lennox's performance was amazing. I think her vocals, I mean, she's always been a good singer. I think her and Madonna stole the Grammys. I mean, I think they both stole the show. I mean, for Madonna being 47 and being able to
she's in her 50s.
Or 57, I'm sorry. To be that old and or of that age and then to be able to do it and sing and do all that stuff that she was doing, I thought she did a really good performance. I really like the album, so I've listened to it through and through. And there's maybe one or two songs that I'm like, I could have done without. But I really, really like the consistency of this album. I think it's really something. It's a mixture of like her old pre-Ray of Light sound with something new, but it's and together it kind of sounds like something new. But it's not, I mean, like I said before, it's not reinventing the music wheel. It's just, you know, it's Madonna. She reinvents herself to this better play.
Some of the songs I could tell aren't the real version. I don't know if you've noticed that.
So I looked up the last leak that happened, right, which was like a
February
week from
or something.
Excuse me. A week from during the week of the Grammys, I guess another one was released.
You know, she's pissed.
Yeah.
She's real pissed.
I thought they actually sounded, they were definitely different from the ones that were released throughout the months of December and January. You could tell that these were a little bit more professional.
How do you still not have control of who has your album? And you know she's working on getting the vocals better. So every time she does a new track, who is getting that shit? And why is it still being released? If she was so pissed the first time.
I think this was the last release that has happened since, and I don't know. But she said that in any case, she said that it was a good thing that it happened because she used the feedback from people that were critiquing the songs. She took that into consideration and, you know, like, I guess reworked the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, Sia did a pretty good job.
Oh, what's her face from Saturday Night Live was on there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I like that.
I didn't realize that was her though. Like, I was like, when I started reading reports on it, I'm like, what? I was like, that was Kristen Wiig. And she was,
is with those dancing, that style of dancing, mm-hmm. Do you think they practice that or do you think they just do what they're gonna do on stage when it happens?
No, I think they practice that. That's practice. Maybe not Kristen Wiig, but I mean, like, the little girl, that's practice. She's practiced.
She was
that
on
before.
Dance Moms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's one of the little girls that was on there. But who else did I think? Sam Smith swept, which was amazing because he's an openly gay artist.
Although you don't care for his songs, though. You think he's like screechy, right?
No, I think he sounds very whiny. A little bit, but I do like when he sings in his lower register. It's just that when he gets to his high register, it sounds a little whiny. And he uses that a lot throughout his album. So after a while, the songs all sound the same because he uses that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but I like his music. I like his writing. Who else did I think? I thought I know.
Oh, here we go.
Ariana Grande latte.
Oh no, we don't mention her name on this show.
I have to give it to her. I don't necessarily like her as an artist, but she did sound really good.
Could you understand what she was saying?
Yes, she sounded. No, she sounded like, she sounded really good. I have to give it to her. I'm sorry. So
stop it.
But
who are you and what have you done with Roger?
I know you don't like her. I know you don't like her.
Did she have a ponytail? Did she wear the ponytail?
I think she did have a ponytail. Oh,
she's the worst.
But that's kind of her thing. Like,
no, stop.
I'm not trying to defend her. I still don't like her, but that's kind of her thing. And anyway,
I still don't like her.
Let's see. Who else was on there? Rihanna sounded really good. And she's a horrible live singer. What the fuck was up with Katy Perry's performance? Oh my God. And speaking of Katy Perry's performance,
I didn't watch all of them, so I don't know.
So right before she comes on, because I think apparently the whole song was meant to be for like domestic violence. So right before she comes on, there's a woman who speaks about domestic violence. And everyone was like, oh my God, it would be hilarious if they panned the camera to Chris Brown. That's really awful. But anyway, Rihanna's performance was really good. Katy Perry, I couldn't make out what she was saying for some reason because her voice is so goddamn vibratoed.
Beyonce performed too, right?
She was throwing bricks at my screen.
I just watched a few seconds of it because I was watching like a news clip, but it kind of looked like churchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was very like, you know, choir.
It was a year of looking like Guadalupe. Because and Katy Perry look like the Virgin Mary. Like that's what they look like. They were all in white. You know, Beyonce was looking like she was padded up like a drag queen, and she was throwing bricks at my screen. I muted her for most of her performance because
calm down.
I mean, just
you don't have to kill everybody,
right? Oh, so now I'm too fucking loud.
Right. Well, eat it. Yeah, because.
Anyway, moving along. So
overmodulated.
So I thought her performance was whatever. I like Beyonce for when she sings her slow songs and she's not trying too hard. I think that most of her songs that she sings, I feel like she's trying way too hard. Or she sounds like she's trying way too hard. And it's like, you know, I don't need to hear all that jazz. Like, I just want you to sing like a normal fucking human being, like a normal singer that you are. That's all I need. I don't need you to throw fucking bricks at my ears. I need you to throw butterflies. Like, Mariah. I'm a butterfly.
Like our butterfly.
Although she's been Nadia throwing Posa. Fucking glass lately. Oh,
poor thing.
Shrapnel is what she's been throwing.
You know, we need to actually go to an AA group or something because we are in love with something that's not happening anymore.
I mean, just awful. What is going on with her? But anyways, let's see who else. I thought that Kanye West is a douchebag.
Total douchebag.
Always been.
Whiny baby. Shut up.
Okay, so how in the hell are you going to go up on the stage to try to do the same thing that you did to Taylor Swift, then not do it, right? So then you get on to the media carpet, and then you sit there and say that they need to respect artistry. When Beck performed, he played 14 instruments out of the instruments that he used on his album, and he was the only writer on his entire album, where Beyonce had 22 people write her entire fucking album. And about 8 of those people wrote the song that she was up for nomination. And she played 0 instruments on her fucking album. How are you going to sit there and tell me that you want to maintain artistry, musical artistry, and respect that when you have someone who's an actual musician?
Did you see Shirley Manson's response?
Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing. I saw that she had responded, and I read excerpts of it. But I just
excerpts.
No, I stand corrected.
Anyway, so
sorry, Roger.
Anyway, so I think that he needs to suck a dick.
He already does. Oh, Beyonce's. Well. Right. I wonder what Jay-Z thinks about him. Oh. I mean, really, if you think about it, Jay-Z has a lot more power in the music industry than I think Kanye fucking West does.
Well, I think Jay-Z brought I don't know if Jay-Z discovered Kanye, but he certainly brought him into the light because of his record label or whatever. Mm. But I thought Common and I can't remember his name.
Pharrell.
No, not Pharrell. John Legend. Their performance was amazing. I love Common. I think he's so fucking sexy. So, but I thought their performance was really good. I love Common. I think he's sexy, and I think I love his style of rap. Because it reminds me kind of like old school. Let's see. Pharrell's performance of Happy was a little weird.
They said, let me get up to the microphone. They said there was some kind of message or meaning to it.
I don't know. It was a little weird. I mean, I don't know. It was a little weird, but whatever.
You mean meow, meow.
Oh, okay.
Meow, 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 meow.
Let's not go there. Let's
you
see.
Guys, are you going to Pride 48? We want to see you there.
Sure.
We're both wearing podcasting shirts today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing Donna Sugars. I think this is who this is modeled from.
And I'm wearing John Ung's shirt. Yes. Anyway, so
we're living in the moment.
So I just, you know, to finalize this, I think the Grammys this year was probably the better Grammys that we've had in a long time. But I think the Grammys in general are just
pointless.
When I was a kid, like that was one of the things that I always dreamt of. And I still dream of it because I think there is still some honor in winning a Grammy. I think especially if you're winning a Grammy for a technical reason, like you're a writer on a song, you have like a musician on a piece or whatever. Or a production. I thought that, you know, there's prestige in that when I was younger. And I thought, okay, that would be one of the few things on my bucket list that I would like to have is a Grammy. And then I see these Grammy Awards and I'm just like, it still has prestige because it's like among your peers, that's like an Oscar for music. I just don't know if it has that value anymore, you know, especially with, you know, honoring people that are just putting out shitty music. Like, it just doesn't have that value for me anymore.
Yeah, but we're too late in, like, well, I don't want to say too late in life or too far in the future or, you know, we've gone too far that music can't be really
taken back.
There's no remake of things. Like, I don't know. It's hard for artists to like do something like brand new and it sounds brand new because we've had music for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
But for what one person thinks is shitty music to another person.
Yeah.
Likes that music. It's not, it's all an opinion. So,
yeah. I mean, for a while, I'm sure that there was, people who said, Madonna's music was shitty and, Michael Jackson's music was shitty and blah, blah, blah. I mean, and those are people who, have been in the game for so long. Well, Michael, not anymore because he's dead.
Because he's CPC.
Yeah, he's taking that eternal dirt nap.
I wonder if him and Whitney are doing a duet together. What do you think it's called?
I think they're probably
think Whitney and Michael Jackson's song is called in heaven or wherever they are? They're doing a duet together. What do you think it's called? Do you think it's I'm sleepy, give me a line?
I mean, that's like a double entendre.
That cracked me up a little bit.
That was good.
I'm sleepy. No, it's I'm sleepy, parentheses give me a line.
I don't know. That's a real good one.
Parentheses, Bobby Christina. Me too.
Sub parentheses.
Almost.
They just need to let that bitch go. Let her go.
What's buckwheat? What are you talking about?
Oh, so that was what... Remember how I was telling you that last week when we were talking about like... what was it? Like a grain or rice? Like the quinoa? Frika. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So buckwheat is also another... It's kind of... I want to say, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a grain, but it's like... It's really good. There's this restaurant in Andersonville that has... They changed their menu, but one time my friend and I went there to have dinner and... They had this like garlic olive oil with onions and like parsley maybe or like sage in buckwheat. Oh my god, it was so fucking delicious. Is that the same thing
they use in like beef stew? Like the little grains they use in not beef stew but vegetable beef soup. Is that buckwheat?
Maybe. No, buckwheat is very it's like brown and it's like it looks like little pellets,
right?
Yeah. But it's like it looks like a little pellet. That's why I was saying it looked like a pellet. Anyway, what's the other thing that we need to discuss?
Well, apparently not a damn thing. What's that? You put that on the Trello. Oh, paying attention to your phone.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what did I put a message on that?
No, it just says not a damn thing.
Oh, I think that was me. That was me saying we don't have a damn thing to talk about.
Well, clearly we didn't. It's 47 minutes in,
right?
So, all right. So, I guess I'll talk about the rest of the wedding. So, basically, this is what happened, you guys.
Yes, let's make it all about you.
Tony and I were going to go to Florida for my birthday, which we had already bought the tickets for that. And like a week later, we were, you know, people kept asking us, when are you guys going to get married? When are you going to set a date? When are you going to do this? And, you know, it's not something that we really had talked about because it's just, you know, we're lazy and we want to go home and not do anything.
Because you're lazy.
So it was legal to get married in Florida now. So, you know, I think probably I was kind of holding off on that for us to be able to get married in Florida. And so since it's legal, Tony and I were just like, well, why don't we just go to a courthouse down there and just get married? And that's what we're going to do while we're there is just get married at the courthouse. And then I called and told my friend Gigi and Samantha, and then there was a wedding. They're like, oh my God, I can't wait. We're going to do
it. I was like, and then there was a wedding.
Right. So you guys, there is going to be a wedding. I would have loved to invited everyone that I could have, but it's a small wedding. It's in a backyard. You know, I'm sorry if you are a listener or a podcaster and you did not get an invite. You know, I'm sorry about that, but you know, there's monetary limits to our budget. So, but it's going to be casual. It's going to be like backyard barbecue style.
Look, you know, to be fair, I'm his fucking co-host and I didn't even get a goddamn invitation.
Yes, you did. I brought it to you last week.
Damn it. Why did you not let me?
Oh, well, I don't want to look like an asshole.
Well, but you already do.
But what'd you think of the invite?
It's awful. It's ugly. What? Right. Clearly.
That's what I was going for. Thank goodness.
I mean, you were going for that backyard look.
Right. And girl, it's like junkyard.
Okay. Let me just tell you. Let me describe the invitation for you. First of all, it's on off colored white paper. And
it's iridescent.
Wait, no. And it's got smudges of barbecue everywhere. It came with a wet wipe. Everything looks like a third grader wrote it and didn't know the English language.
There's dead lightning bugs on it.
Yes. I mean, and I'm serious. Like if you turn off the light, there's like a smudge of lightning bug all over the top.
And it's still glowing.
Yeah. And it came in a mason jar. I do have to say that I showed my sister the invitation and she really, really liked it. She thought the paper was really pretty and she loved the colors and everything. So she already told me that her invitations are going to look like. I think it's going to have a picture of her and her fiance and then on the back it'll have the information. Mm-hmm. And she's doing it off of Vistaprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I was like, you need to send me a copy before. It needs to be gay approved. Right, you straight people.
Well, this invitation was going to be real gay if I would have left it up to my friend Gigi because there was a rainbow on it.
Like, oh my god, like, you know what? It would have been so cute if you had that. Have you seen that picture of the unicorn kitty that's in rainbow and it's a little unicorn? It's a kitty in a unicorn outfit. Literally, it looks like it ate a rainbow. It's the cutest thing ever. I'll show you a picture of it. But anyways, why would it have been gay?
Well, you know, the rainbow was a little much, and these people are already coming to a gay wedding, and they're going to see two gay guys kissing.
Like, you don't want to throw it in their face?
They don't need an invitation that says, "Faggots!" You know?
Modulation, girl.
So, you know, it was a little much, but I want to thank... Well, I don't think I should say who made them for me because I don't know if she told, but a very good friend did make them for me, and I really appreciate
that. That person knows who they are, so.
You know who you is.
You know who you
or is. Or you isn't.
I think it's cool. If I ever get a boyfriend.
Okay.
I will have that person do that.
Shouldn't they be your fiance?
No, I'm just going to like get your a boyfriend and be like, yeah.
You're going to have the invitation on the first date.
Can you marry me? Right.
This is what our wedding's going to look like. Right. And you bring, not only do you bring the invitations, you already bring the guest book.
The cutest fucking thing ever.
Oh, that is cute.
This should be the cover art for this week's episode.
Send it to me, email, and I'll make it. Not only do you bring your invitation, you bring your wedding guest book that's already been signed.
By people that were going to come to the first wedding I was going to have. You bring
four samples of your wedding cake.
I mean, goddamn.
And you bring like 23 rings just to make sure you have the right size for him.
Is this on
your first date.
Wait. I have a question. Is this how lesbians do it? I'm wondering if that's how they do it.
But all of this is stored in your U-Haul.
Right. That's sitting out right in front of the window of the restaurant.
And you're at a buffet.
I mean, fat. Oh, Jesus.
What else we got to talk about? We have like 8 minutes to talk about something. If you want to know if you would like to give a gift to Tony and I, it's not
required. Or me, since I'm single. I like gifts.
Can we put you on mute? Because it's about me right now.
Oh, here, let's go ahead and put you on mute. He's so mean.
Just message me. We're registered at Crate and Barrel and Target. Target, I have to give you a link. And Crate and Barrel, you can just look for my name, Richard Burton. And Tony will just show up next to
send a fucking gift card. It's the easiest thing to do.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Send an electronic gift card made out to Roger Robledo at FabMonkeys.com. FabMonkeys at gmail.com.
You know, my dream is that I get a $100 gift card to Chipotle.
Fat. Actually, like, let's say skinny. You know fat.
What? I'm going to add guacamole to my burrito today. What?
And I'm going to get the guacamole and chips. What? I want two guacamoles, not sauce or guacamole.
Don't be skimpy on that chicken, okay?
Right. Okay, so remember I went to so my friend Sergio, when he had his Christmas party, they actually catered from Chipotle, which I thought was an ingenious idea. But it was kind of like everyone was like, oh, we finally get to get as much as we want because it's free. I'm like, this is seriously. How does that work?
Do they bring everything separately and you made your own burrito?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. So it's essentially what they do is they provide to you the same deal as if you were at the restaurant. You just make it yourself. So they provide you the bowls. They provide you the tortillas. They provide you everything. 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 It was good. It was really, really good. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they also provide you the little the little fire things that go underneath the pans. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
what is that popping?
Huh?
Something's popping. I heard it in the mic.
Oh, maybe it was my bracelet or something hit. I don't know, girl. You're fine.
The wire.
It's wire's fine, girl.
I hear something popping.
Fine.
Okay.
It's probably my.
You hear it?
That's probably you. I don't know what you're talking about. Sure. She's hearing things, girl.
I hear it through the microphones.
You know that's like old age when you start hearing shit. Well,
I got a caterpillar coming out my ear.
Wait, you got an earwig coming out your ear.
Ew. So what else do we have to talk about? It's cold as shit here. We are going through a cold spell again. We've been pretty warm.
Warm.
Some of the snow is melting.
I did hear that.
I love this, that you know, there's still piles of snow or, you know, there's like 6 or 7 inches on the ground. Uh-huh. I love, nothing makes you feel more skinny than being able to walk on the snow and it not fall down.
Wait, that's, like you fall down or? Like,
you know, sink into the snow.
Oh, yeah, because it's frozen all hard. Solid.
Mm. I'm like, oh, girl, I'm skinny. Look at me up on this, all up on the snow.
Stupid. So dumb.
And then I fall and bust my ass and break right. through the snow. And,
and you're like, bam.
And then I'm all like, help. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Ooh, that was real Southern. There you go. There you go.
Who was I with? I don't think I was with Kevin when he was asking me, say something Southern.
Say I'm something like, Southern. Well, you really don't, like you're a fucking animal.
Right. It's not like say something. It's not like you could do like say something in Spanish. It's different. You know, Southern is a different kind of language. And you have to be in the right mood to get it right.
It is. And you know what? It's like. I can't even wrap my head around the shit that you Southerners talk about. I would imagine that that's what people who don't know Spanish, like when they listen to people speak Spanish, it's the same thing. So like when I hear people speak like Polish, like I can make one or two words because some of it's you know, derives from a Latin root or whatever, but like I can't. I'm just like, what the fuck? Could you stop? Like, Russians?
Tony has to tell me to stop and say, you're speaking Southern. Could you say it slower, but with better syllables?
You're speaking Southern.
Right.
Do your Mexican people sound Southern when they speak Spanish?
Up there?
Yeah.
No, they sound Mexican.
Okay, well, not all of them are Mexican. There could be, like, some Guatemalans and...
Well... I don't know because I haven't lived in Virginia in such a long time that uh-huh. there's probably second or third generations there now. Like when I lived there, there were no like
Latinos and stuff.
So probably I'm sure they probably have a Southern accent. I know like the few black kids that I went to school with, they were Southern too.
Racist.
So, I mean, it's not like. It was really weird when I moved from Virginia to Florida because I experienced like this. Well, we only have 2 minutes left.
Don't forget with the splice.
I experienced this kind of culture shock of going from a place where it's all country speaking. And then the first person, like I got down to Lakeland, Florida, and I went into a gas station to try to find instructions. Mm-hmm. And like the first black lady that came up to me in Florida was like, what time it is? And I'm like, what? What time it is? I'm like, oh, it's whatever o'clock.
Whatever o'clock. You're like,
But that was the first time I'd ever heard, like, I guess Ebonics is pretty much what I'm talking about. But
I don't know if it is. Is it? I don't know. I thought Ebonics was, is that like a nation thing? Or I thought it was only like a California thing. That's when...
No, I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know too much about it, but I don't know what. I was just like, cultural shock. Okay, we got to go.
Okay. Goodbye.
So, this is Ricky.
This is Love.
If you're listening from Rainbow Radio, thank you
please share us and tell your friends and tell your friends' friends and your mama's friends and your daddy's friends and all your friends. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube videos and also don't forget to go to adamail.com and enjoy that 50% off. Also don't forget to enter the contest.
Yep. We will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Love.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1